You're listening to SBS News.
A couple of hours before the match, that's a decent ball. Good header, and it's in. What a goal, Sam Kerr.
It's an equal pay breakthrough that would mean the Matildas no longer play second fiddle to male footballers. Matildas goalkeeper Lydia Williams, who has 81 caps for the national side, was cautious about the yet-to-be-announced deal. But she says once confirmed, it can offer hope to countless young girls around the country who have dreams of winning a World Cup.
Obviously our Players Association has been working really hard. It's still in, negotiations, and they're still in that phase. If it does come about and, that prospect is, I guess, put out there, it's exciting to see that, what opportunities can lie ahead of us.
Football Federation Australia is expected to announce the deal later this week. It's believed the agreement has been struck in principle and now only requires legal ratification. Under the agreement, the pool of money for the Matildas and the Socceroos would be equal, with all commercial revenue brought in by both sides split evenly. Former Socceroo and Players Union official Craig Foster says it's about so much more than the match fee players receive.
This is about a whole of game agreement and all of the commercial arrangements, all of the sponsorships and indeed performance conditions. So it's a very much a holistic approach. This is the result of a long-term commitment, strategy and advocacy by the players themselves through the PFA, who've done a marvellous job.
He says the new arrangement should mean the Matildas are given the same flight entitlements, medical resources and investment in camps as the Socceroos.
It was only a few years ago when the PFA and the Matildas went on strike for minimum conditions. And since that time, the PFA's continued to push the issue of gender equality, and well done to them. Of course, there's a pending case on FIFA prize money by the PFA on behalf of the Matildas to equalise prize money at FIFA World Cups for female and male. That also has potential to deliver a gender equality at international level. And now I understand in coming days that an agreement will be inked for equality on the domestic scene as well.
It's been slow progress to equal pay at the elite level. The Matildas were formed back in 1978, but in those early days, they were forced to pay their own way to play the game they loved. At one stage, the national women's team even posed nude in a controversial calendar to raise funds and awareness. Former Matildas vice-captain Joey Peters recalls getting paid only $40 a week to play.
It's a wonderful day because, back when I played, I remember getting my first check for $166 for the month from, Olympic funding. And, I was excited about that. But, so it's shown such an improvement in not just, not just the figure of money, but what it actually means to society, to young kids now, that we're saying that, females and males are valued the same in whatever we do.
Peters says the landmark deal has been built on the work of generations of Australian footballers.
I think each generation has played their part, from the early ones that had to pay to play, and then for us to move through to getting funding and just doing whatever we had to do to try and promote that, what we were doing, we were passionate about our game.
It's not the first equal pay deal for a women's national team. Norway has paid its women's team the same as the men's since 2017. But Peters says the plan to split revenue would be a genuine leap forward.
So any support now to give these players confidence that they can be, on top of the world and we're behind them, hopefully that gives them a kick along for sure.
Darren Mara, SBS News.